I woke up. I was on my back, lying on a bed of pine needles and crispy dried leaves. I was staring up at trees. The sun shone through the branches. My first thought was, what am I doing here? I had no idea how I had gotten to these woods, or even what woods these were. What am I doing here? I started to say out loud, but the words were garbled, mangled. They were more of a screech than actual words. I felt a tingle of fear. What was going on? What was going on? Why was I here? Why couldn't I talk? I shouldn't be here. I should be... Where? Where should I be? I tried to concentrate. How had I come here? Where was I before? Where did I belong? But nothing came. Nothing. I couldn't remember how I'd gotten there. I couldn't remember where I had been. Ever. Suddenly, it hit me in a wave of dread that made my heart skip several beats. I didn't know who I was. I did not know my own name. I tried to sit up, and that's when I saw... I screamed in a weird, high-pitched shriek. My legs, they were encased in a black leotard, and I could see that the upper half of each leg was shaped like a normal human leg. But the end, the bottom half suddenly changed shape. And from the bottom of the leotard, huge talons appeared. I looked at my hand. Five fingers. Five human fingers. But they sprouted with feathers. There were feathers sticking out of my flesh. I felt my face. Skin. Skin on my cheeks and my neck. But then my bristling, feathered fingers felt my mouth. It was a beak. A hard, tearing beak. I was a nightmare. That was it. I was having a nightmare. I had to wake up. I had to get out of this dream. I screamed again, and the inhuman sound of my own voice frightened me still more. I had to control the panic. I had to. But my legs, my face, my hands. Don't panic, I ordered myself. You will not panic. You will not panic. This isn't real. And yet I could feel the pine needles beneath me, and the warmth of the sun as it lanced through the branches. It all felt real. Was this how I always was? Was I some sort of freak? Half bird, half human? No. I knew that was wrong. And I knew that people did not become birds. And yet here I was, with feathers and a beak and no memory of who I was. I looked like some horrible creature who was halfway through changing from bird to human. Or the other way around. Was that it? Had I been in the process of changing from one to the other? And which one was I really? Who was I? What was I? Come on, I ordered myself. Get a grip. Get a grip. But I could feel screams boiling up inside me. I could scream and scream and scream. No. No, start that and you may never stop, I thought. Use your head. Think. I strained to remember, but it was as if half my brain were wrapped in a dense fog. I couldn't see through it, no matter how I tried. You're a human, I told myself silently. You're human, not a bird. And if you can change this far, maybe you can change more. I closed my eyes. I wanted to concentrate, and I did not want to see my body. Terror rattled through me, shaking my bones, churning my insides. I was human. I wanted to be fully human. Human again. Then I began to feel changes. I opened my eyes. As I watched, the talons shriveled and split and became toes. It was revolting to watch. It made me sick. But then I realized something. As soon as I lost concentration, the changes stopped. That had to be it. I must have been changing, and something had broken my concentration. I could not stay the way I was. I was a nightmare. I had to get out. I felt a shadow over the sun. I thought it was a passing cloud. I couldn't let myself be distracted. I focused down again. Human. I wanted to be human. I felt the feathers melt into my skin. I felt my beak become soft lips. The sun was very dim now. Something was blocking it. I felt a chill. I looked up. Just above the trees, a cloud of dust swirled wildly, like some flattened tornado. It swirled and concentrated. A dust cloud. But not a dust cloud, really. As I lay there, I had a terrible feeling. A feeling that this swirling, thickening cloud was watching me. Considering me. Focusing on me. But I could not allow myself to be distracted. I was still not fully human. And I wanted to be human again. Maybe once I was human, I would remember who I was.